Jeffrey Hoppe and Linda Bagno. And let's welcome them on down. Come on. Woo!
God, I was like, where in the hell is David going with that?
I know she was like, tapping me over in the side. What is he talking about Olympics for? But that was good.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah.
As a matter of fact, we're in our sprint right now. We just got home the other night from Washington, and we've been busy packing our bags yesterday. We're leaving tomorrow morning for England and Denmark, and I really don't like packing and unpacking. It's one of my least favorite things. Now, I love Chambre. I love being out talking to everybody, but that bag packing is getting old. Anyway, David is right. It's an absolutely beautiful day here in the Colorado Rocky Mountains.
Beautiful July day.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's actually better than July because we have snow in July once in a while up here. Matter of fact, about 10 years ago on July 4th, it actually snowed. And this time of the year, it's usually snowing.
It's truly a perfect day.
It's usually pretty cold. And today, I mean, it's beautiful.
It's a perfect day.
It is incredible. We didn't get a shot out the window, did we?
I can't think of anything to complain about. That means it's a perfect day.
Hang on a second.
Did you hear my words?
Can you turn that thing around? It's for everybody online. I mean, they're all wondering what we're talking about.
They can't see anything.
What a beautiful day, yeah.
It is such a perfect day. I don't even have anything to complain about.
Get tree shots and...
Yeah, there we go.
So you can see the yellow aspens.
Yeah.
Do you want to grab that and walk around outside for a little bit? It is so incredibly beautiful out, probably 80 degrees, which is about 25 Celsius, I think.
Could we continue to acknowledge our live entertainment? Because
absolutely.
I'm always so excited when that occurs.
Absolutely.
And this is Vast Expanses, and they do have a CD, if you'd like. Can we say that kind of sounded like Jesse Cook? Does that ring any bells?
Kinda.
See, they're too young. They're so young.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Would you hold it up? Get a good shot.
Cook?
We have...
You're familiar with Jesse Cook? Oh, gotta get you some of that. That's good guitar work.
Get that CD. We have some here today. And I hope you like the logo we did for you. We couldn't find three guitars, so
close enough.
I hope it's close enough.
And I want to add another thing.
Yes.
It's always wonderful to have live music. I'm always particularly thrilled. I'm an old high school teacher.
Yes. Well,
so,
you're not that old.
Well, whatever.
And you're no longer a high school teacher.
But and they're
that's
just,
a story,
I know,
you know.
But they're just a little beyond high school. But you know, in comparison to Chambre, you know, they're really on the young end.
Yes.
And it is always a thrill when we can get young people to like show up. Cause it just is really sweet and really nice. And it's also very wonderful because Russ here happens to be a Chambre kid.
Yes,
his
that is
mom
true.
Is Janice Anderson. Some of you know her. She has been helping with the local circles. Isn't that great? That's her kid here. Isn't that cool? Yay! Jan, stand up. Come on, you're proud. Isn't that great? So I'm so excited I could just scream.
When last time you all played, when you were with Chambre, everybody was dancing at the Midsummer Conference in Santa Fe. That was a blast.
That's when they were playing the Geezer Rock, was at night during the celebration.
That was great.
Yeah, and they were like, let's think of the oldest stuff we know. Okay, that would be the stuff, let's see, before we were born, but that was back in the 70s or the 80s. You know?
Yeah. But you know, it is still rock. I mean, I listen to rock stations on the radio and, you know, that even some younger people do, and they're still playing our music. That's really cool. I mean, very, very cool.
Yay for old farts.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a beautiful day in the mountains, a wonderful, good-looking audience today.
Yeah,
don't you think so?
I
and everybody looks kinda, you know, sometimes you see the, kind of the pasted on smile, you know, people here, but today it's a nice warm, open smile. Everybody
where
seems.
You're going with that. Are you going to have to give like a.
No, everybody seems happy. I mean, like.
A beauty shot every month now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just doing what Kathumi says.
This isn't InStyle magazine.
Kind of good looking.
Okay.
The flowers up here today, courtesy of Norma and Garrett, are absolutely beautiful. They smell wonderful. And, we got a new sign also, but they wouldn't let me put it up front.
That plastic thing? I wonder why.
Well, I brought it in today. I was so proud of it. I thought, well, there's got to be a way for everybody here to know that we're online. So I thought we'd get a big sign that said on air. It's actually right over there, but, if you want to get a shot of that. You know, But I think sometimes we forget, you know, I forget that. I always think it's just our little group here. I forget there's tens of thousands of people listening in online.
God, it's so good you got that sign. What would we do without it?
Well, I can feel the energy of everybody tuned in, but I have to remember not just to talk to us. I have to remember to talk to everybody who's tuned in. I mean, there's about 100 or so people here today, but there's tens of thousands listening in. So it's a nice reminder. It says we're on the air. We have to behave. The cameras are on. Don't do things we were doing before, you know, the cameras went on. We don't want people to know. But I actually wanted them to put it up here at the front, like, you know, maybe up there or something. And they said no. And I said, why? And it was actually Mr. Kaderke. He said, I know what you're really going to do. And I said, what? And he turned the sign around. Go ahead and turn the sign around, Joe.
No agenda, Jeff. Have no agenda.
You know, I thought, I mean, we're getting to be kind of a show here, you know, kind of down home, you know, kind of show. But we, you know, they do that on TV. Have you ever been in a live studio, you know, live audience, you know? They get everybody warmed up, and they have the applause signs and the laugh and the cry. And I thought, well, for special effects, you know, we should do the same. But they wouldn't let me. So here we are.
Thank God you're not in control of everything.
Yes. This I am, though, and I just changed the slide.
I caught that.
Okay, let's welcome our special guests. First of all, everybody who's listening in on the Internet, if this is your first time, we do a little Linda and I.
Honey, wait, everyone is special.
Everyone is special. Everyone online. And I just wanted to acknowledge the people who are listening in the first time. Linda and I reviewed last month's channel and talked for a little bit, talk about the Chambre schedule. And then about an hour or so, we'll do the channel with Tobias.
By the way, we notice who walks in after 1 o'clock.
Yes, we do. And so does the camera, you know. I notice the guys automatically pan back over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I notice Mr. Nichols isn't here yet.
I know. When he gets here, we're going to have to embarrass him. Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about who's here today from
out-of-town people.
Yes, yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a few as well.
I know.
Okay. We have Jenny Battersby from New South Australia. Hello,
Jenny,
where are you?
Hello from Australia. It's very exciting to be here. And I'd like to say hello to the group at home, a lovely group of supportive ladies in Sydney. So hello, girls. And I'm in downtown Chambreville, and it's a bit, and the feeling is just great. So you've got to get here.
Chambre on the hill up here.
Chambre
and
on
I
the hill up here.
I understand you're looking for some, what you would call, blokes back in Australia.
Did,
during the
Chambre.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't it that Australia used to be the other way? They had a lot of men there, and they had to bring women in from other places.
Well, the table has turned.
Now we have a lot of beautiful
at
women.
At least in the spiritual world. Anyway.
And we have to bring the blokes in.
They're all down the pub, mate.
Look how
it's
many are here today. Look at all the men here. This is a very heavily male group this time.
Well, I know, but not in Australia. She was telling me beforehand, it's just a bunch of beautiful women and no male energy. You know, in a male body anyway. So anyway, yeah.
We try to make up for it.
Wait, well, thank you for being here.
And we're coming soon, in November.
And she knows that.
Yeah, but I'm saying it out loud just to sell ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be there, and we'll see you there.
Good. In about a month.
Glad to see you. I'm sorry, I'll try to say this right. Daniel Aborg from Toronto. Where are you, Daniel? Daniel from Toronto? Oops, didn't make it, sorry.
Sorry. He probably is out driving around looking at the trees.
Okay. Zuzana Popkinova.
I bet she's with Daniel.
Yeah.
I know a setup when I see one.
Yeah, it's true. And there's Mira Karkanen, and I'm sure I didn't say that correct, from Finland. Where are you? There you are. Hi,
good
lovely.
To see you again.
Good to see you again. Yeah. Are you here with your lovely sister?
Yes.
David's going to give you the microphone if you want to say something in Finnish.
Terveisiä Suomea kotiin kaikille.
Yes. Yeah, wonderful. What was that? What did you say?
Just hello. In
Finnish. Oh, hello. Yeah.
Nothing.
That
was a lot
time
of
to
work.
Say
whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's Karkainen, by the way. But it was very cute.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you for being kind about it. Somebody actually almost beat me up and made me take foreign language lessons because I just couldn't say their name right. And it was just like, ooh, I get stressed out.
It's hard to do sometimes.
It is. It really is. You want to do it right because people's names are important. And like my name means a lot to me. Banyo loosely translates to toilet in almost every foreign language.
It does. In Spanish and most of the derivatives,
Japanese.
It means toilet. Yeah. I'm going to go to the banyo.
And they laugh like I don't know. I know.
I'm glad my last name isn't funny.
Yeah, you've got a hoppy name instead.
Yes. Let's move on.
Okay.
I don't know why you wouldn't take my name when we got married 28 years ago.
Linda Lee Hoppy, can you picture that?
Oh, jeez. Happy Lee Hoppy. That was on a good name. Next.
Okay. Margit Voll from Germany. Where are you? Hi.
Hi.
Nice that you could be here.
Hallo an alle in Deutschland und Europa, die jetzt online sind.
Good to see you.
And what
hello to
mean?
Everyone who is now online in Germany and Europe.
Ah,
it means
yes.
Jeff is wearing really funny clothes today.
Everybody back in Germany is laughing. And,
okay.
Next.
Well, they're not funny at all. That's why
it's
funny.
Know,
okay. All right. Britta from Germany in Spain visiting the U.S. Where are you, Britta? Nice to see you again,
Britta.
Thanks, Linda. You got it. From everywhere. Hello to everybody, and hello in Germany and in Spain. We'll be back soon.
Yes.
We have Joyce and Ken Lehman from Sedona. Where are you? I saw you earlier. There they are, right
Hi.
There.
Hi. How y'all doing? Boy, I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Good to see you.
We're back again.
Yeah, I haven't
We're
seen
coming
you in a while.
To Sedona this
you
spring.
Become part of the bigger trip all the time. This is on our way home to Illinois to see the boys.
Oh, okay. Are you in your motorhome?
No, we don't have one of those.
Oh.
I wouldn't let him buy one when he retired.
Oh.
We're looking forward to seeing you in Sedona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to see you again.
And to all the groups in Phoenix that are listening to this, the Schomburg group in Phoenix, hello.
Okay.
We're talking about coming
Thank
to
you.
Sedona, maybe this spring even.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mia Baez from Miami, Florida. There's the sister.
David's on his way with the microphone. Isn't this embarrassing? You got to say something. And what do you do?
Hi. I'm also from Finland. Live in Miami with my sister here visiting. So nice to be here with the whole big family.
Great. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Harold Becker from Tampa, Florida. Where are you, Harold? Hi, Harold.
A lot of Floridians today.
Yeah. Tampa.
And hello from Tampa is actually hello.
Oh. Very good.
There's actually two of us, John Goltz and myself. We're happy to be here, and we want to especially thank Tobias for telling us Tuesday that we needed to be here Saturday.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
Yeah, he's quite a promoter, yeah. Yeah.
And John Goltz is also from Tampa. They came together.
Hi, glad to be here.
Isn't the weather beautiful? I mean, I know you're from Tampa, but it's so awesome here, too.
We love the mountains.
Yeah.
We love the mountain energy. This is beautiful. We wish it were a little colder.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I know, but don't say that, because the rest of us are enjoying it. Have you gotten used to the altitude here? Good. It takes a little bit, especially Tampa's pretty, not a real high altitude, is it? Oh, okay. You're used to it.
Master of the obvious.
Well, I noticed that when I was there.
Kathy and Mike Irmay from Wichita. We haven't seen them for a
while. I know.
I
looked out in the audience earlier, and it's like, hi, guys.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Good to see you.
Handsome couple, don't you think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you drive up or? Yeah. Not too bad of a drive.
Hi to everyone from Wichita. Yeah. Don and Cheryl, Marilyn.
And our kids.
Yeah. Are they listening in?
Joshua.
They better be.
Jonathan and Jennifer. And we did break up the trip by watching a soccer game my son Joshua plays for Garden City Community College. So it was just a nice opportunity to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather. And it is a beautiful day.
Yeah. So you drove from Garden City, Kansas?
No, from Kansas City.
Kansas City.
He was playing up there. yesterday.
Okay. Well, good to see you all again.
It's good to be here.
Yeah.
Joyce Hardington, are you here today? Hi, Joyce. They have you listed as Kansas. Don't you live like in Colorado now? Okay.
But well, but you can pretend you're from real far away and,
oh, man,
and say,
I've
say
I've
hello.
I've been up here 13 years. You can mark Kansas off the list.
Anyway, glad you're here.
Is Marilyn Williams here?
Who?
Her name's on the list, but I don't see her. Oh, okay. All righty then. And our friend Jonathan Crown from the commuter from Eagan, Minnesota. Hello, Jonathan. We didn't know you were going to be here, I don't think.
I didn't see Jonathan. Oh,
right
hi, Jonathan. Gee, right up front. No
so
wonder
nice being
see.
Here again. Thank you. Thank you so
You've
much.
You've been spending a lot of time out here lately.
Right, about half my time.
Yeah.
I'm staying with John and Leslie a lot in Colorado
nice.
Springs. Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Do you have room for others?
Well, you have to ask them. He has a big dog. Thank you.
Thanks,
Jonathan. Handsome shirt. Thanks. Okay, and Elizabeth Jones from Lillington, North Carolina. Where are you, sweetie? Elizabeth Jones. Didn't make it yet.
Didn't make it.
Oh, and we have an Owama school person here. That would be our friend Louise Serzeski. She's been one of our workshop sponsors.
Hello, Louise.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. You want to say hi to Hootie?
I want to say hi to Hootie. Hi, Hootie.
She's so embarrassed right now. She's
hi,
so
Hootie. Hi, Hootie.
So you're here for the Owama School?
I am.
And so it should be an interesting week.
Very, very
I understand
exciting.
It's already started out kind of interesting.
Mm. Very interesting.
Little opening channel yesterday with Tobias, and sure enough, exactly what he was talking about, you started getting your
after dinner.
Experience with it right after dinner.
At the hotel.
Yeah, well, glad you're here. Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Well,
oh, and I'm going to use that opportunity to mention that Louise and Hootie sponsored the
Dreamwalker
School in Taos. How long ago was that?
Just a couple months, August.
Month and a half ago. And as it turns out, the facilities were so great, and you all did such a wonderful job. It looks like we're going to have the 2007 Quantum Leap Conference in Taos.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
Say hey, because it's a really wonderful facility in a beautiful part of the world.
And the conference center there will hold, I don't know, 400 or 500 people, if not more. The hotels are reasonable. The food is good. The energy there is incredible.
The land
and
is beautiful.
September 2007, the weather
stunning.
Is going to be, it's awesome. So anyway, I thought I'd throw in that promotion.
And it's just outside of tourist season, so it's very quiet and gentle there. It'll be wonderful. Wonderful. So we can just really cut up and act crazy.
Yep.
Okay, it's be good. Got two more guests?
Okay.
Okay. Our friend from, from hell, Terry Spire.
I think that's Ohio.
Oh, yeah, Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh, yeah, Ohio. That's, that's you know, he's from Ohio.
Terry, and you know what in Japanese what Ohio means?
I don't want to know.
It actually just means good morning.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Ohio.
That's nice.
I thought I'd let you know.
I had an interesting experience coming out. Driving into the city, and my eyes started itching and coughing and sneezing, and I saw the beautiful brown yellow haze hanging over the city.
Yes. Now you were
my God, I'm in Cleveland. Then I saw the mountains, and I knew it was
Denver.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been so warm, we're getting a little few inversions, but we don't go down there too often. We tend to stay up here.
I know why.
Yes. It's good to see you again. And
great
and,
to be here.
Yeah.
Good to see you. Yeah. Thank you.
You get around. I mean, we saw you last weekend. I don't even want to list the number of places that you've gone recently, but we saw you in Washington last weekend.
Yeah, it was great and a wonderful experience. If anyone has a feeling of wanting to do the Dreamwalker School, certainly,
that is
whether you want to have a business or not, it's an expanding experience. It's
it is an intense school.
Yes.
I still have not recovered.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I may never.
Glad you're here, Terry.
Eileen Stein from Stewartstown, Pennsylvania. Where are you, Eileen? Oh, there we go. Way up here.
I am.
We put them all over the list to make David run
that. Yeah, exactly.
This is my first Crimson Circle event, so I'm very excited to be here. I just want to say hi to everybody in Pennsylvania and on the East Coast.
And isn't it impressive here?
Yes. Oh, I love Colorado.
I know.
I'm going to live here someday.
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful up here. I mean, some people come to the hall and they think we have this mega auditorium, you know, seats thousands of people and fancy. And it's just a mountain.
Actually, it creates a problem once in a while because when we go to like another town to do a workshop, they'll say, why are you being so picky? We saw the hall.
Right. At least our bathrooms work. You know?
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, and we need to, we want to remember to do this. I see a lot of new faces. How many, that there aren't on our list. How many of you today have never been to a monthly meeting here? Oh, look at that.
Quite a few. See? Quite a few. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Look.
How many have never, ever been to a live channel?
Well, Tobias is actually dead, but, I mean, it's, never been to live channel. Oh, Terry, get your, okay.
No, just always curious to see. Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Glad you're here. Thank you. Thank you everyone for being here.
Thank you.
It's a nice audience, isn't it?
It is. Okay. Let's talk about last month.
Good.
It was the second shout of the Clarity series. You like that? You like those special effects? I can, hang on a second. I'll back that up more. Okay. Watch.
Oh,
I'm going to repeat this. Okay. Let's talk about last month. Boom. I like that. In case you're watching on or listening online, we're doing special effects here.
Did that cost a lot of money? I hope
not. No, it was in the software. It was really cool. It took time, though. It was series two of the Clarity, shout two of the Clarity series. It was an interesting channel.
Yes, it was.
We're going to review some of the highlights here. Wasn't that cool? You want to see that again? Hang on a second. Okay. All right. Now here I add the diamond. And next. Oh.
It looked like a slide on medication. What was that?
It's just kind of like falling apart. Okay. Linda's going to play the role of Tobias and I'm going to play with me.
Okay.
This group is awake today.
That's only during Dreamwalker.
Oh. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Smooth out the stone. Make it easier to carry. Make it a reminder rather than a burden. Let it be a source of comfort. Let it remind you how over many, many lifetimes you've smoothed out the rough edges. Your experiences have taken off the hardness, the roughness of the rock, made it round, made it smooth. Much like the waters of a river will smooth out a stone.
Living in duality, living in these human bodies and just doing the stuff we do every day is not natural to our spiritual nature. It was very unnatural to descend our energy into matter, into third dimensional reality. And Tobias is saying here, things can be pretty harsh, pretty rough. And you know, if you meditate or channel or, you know, if you go off into the ethers, you realize how really soft it can be there and how very harsh it is here. And that harshness, sometimes we cause it ourselves, sometimes it's just the outside world. We let it affect us. We let it kind of grind at us. And Tobias is saying here, just we are truly smooth stones. And we can, over lifetimes and over many experiences, we've smoothed out some of the edges and just start bringing that into your life. It really doesn't have to be so harsh. He went on to say, hang on a second, I'm going to do that one again. All right, watch carefully. Whoa.
Did you have to go to school for that?
No. Okay.
You're really ready?
I'm ready.
Sure you don't want to do it again?
No. I got more.
Okay.
Got 42 more of those.
Okay. Addiction is addiction. Our guest today is the new entity that is being created called Chambra. We've used that word for many years now. You felt the resonance with that word. It helped to trigger something within you, a remembrance of who you are and why you're here on Earth right now. Chambra has actually grown and transformed and had its own process of birthing, its own type of incubation, and finally, a birth.
Tobias has been using the word Schomburg since sometime in mid-2000, I think. He just casually mentioned it, but I don't think it was that casual at all. But he said it was a term that we used to call ourselves back in the time of Yeshua. And it basically meant that we were family, that we'd been together before, whether it was Atlantis or Egypt or even in the time of Yeshua. We were coming back together again. As most of you know, Crimson Circle started officially in August 1999. And it just kind of accidentally or grew without a lot of planning. It grew really quickly. And Tobias said we just had agreed that we were going to come back and if nothing else, just be in each other's energy. Just share experiences and support and reinforce each other. Well, he's saying here that our guest last month was Schomburg, was our energy. We had literally created an entity, a non-souled entity, but we've created an entity out of our Schomburg energy. And he invited that energy into the room as our guest last month. He said that Schomburg was kind of a trigger, that, you know, when we heard that word, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. We do have a lot of family and friends here on Earth, a lot who share the same thoughts and ideas. It's interesting, even in the New Age, you know, which is a very broad term, covers a lot of things. Schomburg or Crimson Circle is kind of unique, even in the New Age. What Tobias talks about and what Schomburg is working on are really different than a lot of the general New Age things. So it's a very, very unique term. And he's saying that we have literally not just used the word, but we have combined our consciousness together and given birth to Schomburg. It's pretty cool.
Schomburg has become an entity. It's a collective of all of you. With the mass infusion of energy in this past month or so of time, it also allowed the true birthing of Schomburg, going beyond just a word. It has now been birthed into full consciousness. It has taken its unique place in the consciousness of humanity.
I really kind of like that. It's taken its place in the consciousness of humanity. Not that anybody outside of Crimson Circle would really know what the term means, but it's now kind of part of consciousness. It's having an effect. And, you know, Tobias says we don't go around trying to change people or change the world. We're available for those who want assistance or just want somebody to talk to. But we're potential creators, and Schomburg now has become a potential creator for others. It's like I just envision it like a bubble of potential of the melding of spirit and human, the integration of self, the release of stories, but the embodiment of everything we've ever been. And here we've actually given birth to that, and it's now part of consciousness. It's real.
Look how blue your eyes are today. Woo!
I need your fan, Louise.
Don't you have anything fun for that one?
Sure, I mean, was watch. It just I'll back it up now. Okay, and then, oh, it's a wipe. Just a simple wipe. Oh. That's all. Yeah. No comments on that.
Thanks. This energy of Schomburg continues to evolve and change. It doesn't remain static, and neither do you. It continues to have its own dynamic type of spiral or evolution. It has, as you have, the desire to express. Since it is God energy, just as you are God energy, it has a desire to expand, express, discover, and create.
So what Tobias is saying here is that this term Schomburg isn't static. It's not just like we created it and it remains the same. It will continue to evolve. If you tap into the Schomburg consciousness, this energy, it could change constantly. One day it might have a certain feeling, the next day it could feel a little different because it's changing, it's evolving, just like all of us are. He went on to say.
Oh, no, that was more clever.
Yeah, that was clever.
Okay. It's a time of change here on Earth. What was seen with the hurricane was not the end. Great. It was only a beginning. Energy is just energy. It will respond to consciousness. If consciousness wants the change to come in a harsh and difficult way, they come that way. But it doesn't have to affect you. Honor what is taking place. Honor it as it makes its way across all of the different systems.
When Tobias was talking about this, it reminded me of the Metatron channel from, I think it was 3 years ago or more, And Metatron said, you know, we are in a time of change, you know. Sometimes we actually forget that, you know, but other lifetimes have been a lot slower, a lot more even. This lifetime is really filled with tremendous change. I mean, just look at technology. Look at what computers can do. And look at the changes we've had in everything in our lives. And, you know, whether you're 22 years old or
just babies,
or 30 years old or 60 years old or whatever, how things have changed so quickly. Tobias is saying this is especially a huge time of change on Earth right now. And it's going to come in all sorts of ways. Like Metatron said a number of years ago, the water is going to come, the fires are going to come, yeah, the earthquakes and everything else. It's all part of facilitating change.
Makes you want to just get up and look at the news every morning.
Yeah, if you like drama. We're in this time of change, and it's all around us because, in a sense, humanity is choosing change to come in kind of a rather harsh way. Sometimes consciousness gets stuck, and it almost cries out for this big blast of change, like a huge fire or something like that. Tobias is reminding us here, as he said before, you don't have to choose that. Remember, you can be the smooth stone. You don't have to go through the rough things. If you're going through a change, it can be actually very beautiful, very graceful. It doesn't have to be difficult. Just because you see things on television happening all around you doesn't mean you have to get caught up in the chaos or drama. It can be relatively smooth.
I'm so glad you're here to advise me.
I know.
There's more to come.
Great.
The dark energies are here. And the Metatron energies are here also. What do you choose to have in your life? That 100-pound rock with the hard, jagged edges? Or the smooth, beautiful, beautiful stone? It's up to you, Chambra. You choose to be here at this time. You knew things were going to change, and they are. Now, what are you going to do?
Again, Tobias is reminding us that it's so easy to get caught up in the drama. I mean, it's everywhere around us. Some real, a lot of it, I believe, is manufactured. You know, drama is like a drug. People bring it into their lives. You know, they scream about it then. Why are all these things happening? But, you know, you give them a beautiful, safe energy, a calm energy, and so often people don't know what to do. They will create drama. They will literally destroy things so they can come back in and recreate them. There are people who literally ruin things, whether it's in their family or job, so they can come back and be the hero and save the day. But, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense because they destroyed it in the first place. So, you know, who's really the hero here? It's a very addictive energy. It's a very dualistic energy. And again, we don't have to get caught in it. You're the creator. What do you choose? How do you want to create?
It's kind of intoxicating, though.
It is. I mean, you know, and we moan and groan about it, but I see people with family dramas, for instance, that are just, you know, creating battles and arguments and fights with their family. I'm not talking about you at all.
Thank God. Ten kids, it's not like there's much of a chance.
Well, Linda and I both had that opportunity a long time ago, you know, to get caught in it. And it's, as you know, it's like it gets the blood moving. It gets the mind going. You know what it really does? You know what drama really does? Makes you feel like you're alive because you're feeling again. All your senses are coming up, and that's why people love it. It makes them feel. When there's not drama, they're not feeling. There's better ways to create feeling. Trust me, you don't need the dramas. There's incredible ways that we talk about a lot in the workshops and other Chambra are writing books about and teaching. There's other ways to feel and sense things. You don't have to get your food or your energy off of drama. There's other ways. He went on to say,
Shiva has always been called on to destroy, to take down energy structures. In a sense, that was appropriate. Structure always wants to be restructured, but it doesn't have to be destroyed. Humans took Shiva too literally, turned Shiva into the destroyer, the annihilator of energies.
Y'all know who Shiva is? For those who don't, and I'm very lame on my Hindu knowledge and background, but Shiva...
Oh, I thought you knew everything.
No. I know when to admit that I don't know everything. Okay. There's several different, there's a lot of gods. I think there's 100,000 gods or something. Correct me if I'm wrong. But Shiva is the destroyer energy. Then Brahma, I think, is the creator or the god energy. And then there's a bunch of others.
I'm seeing a nod from the audience. I guess you're doing okay.
Yeah. No, they don't know either. And they're just going, mm-hmm.
No. Okay. I think I saw a qualified nod.
I'm not an expert in this. I remember when Tobias was channeling this, I got a little nervous because it's like, Tobias, I don't even understand it. He just said, step out of the way. We'll bring it through. But Shiva is a consciousness. And Tobias is saying here that every energy, everything we do, whether it's through a thought or a physical act, creates an energy structure. And a simple example of that is the potter who sits at the wheel, takes a piece of clay or energy and molds it into something and then fires it. And now that energy has been defined in the shape of the vase, or what Tobias calls a vas. He corrected me. And so it's defined that way, and it's held in that energy. Well, every energy sooner or later wants to be released. Energy is going to want to be released from our physical bodies sooner or later. Energy wants to be released from belief systems. Belief systems are like vases. We mold them, we create them, and then they stay like that until we uncreate them. Well, we kind of, I guess, maybe got lazy or just were so damn happy with our creations that we kept them in that energy structure. We didn't change, this goes way, way back when, we didn't change belief systems. We didn't change, actually there was a period of time, Tobias says, we didn't leave our physical bodies. We descended down and we didn't want to die, so we just stayed in body. Well, sooner or later, something's got to keep moving the energy and changing it. So in a sense, we created a destructor energy, a destroyer energy, to really get us off the dead center, get us out of our own creations. We easily get stuck in our own creations. That's how creative we are. So we created the Shiva energy, the destroyer who comes in, boom, and destroys it. Well, we started to get used to that, and then we sooner or later began to accept the fact that we're always going to have creator and then destroyer. We were going to create things in our life and then destroy them. Tobias had a few more words to say about that. Did you like that last?
Oh, I'll do that again. Okay. Wow, I was getting bored there.
All right, watch carefully. Watch.
Whoa, I'm spinning. Whoa, okay. Could you do that at home?
No.
Ooh.
It is not safe to do that at home. You gotta be a professional.
Okay.
He went on to say,
one day, you're feeling good about yourself, and then you ask Shiva to come in and destroy what you built up because you feel you are a god in training, a junior god. You couldn't allow your creations to go into full reality, so you brought in Shiva, and Shiva destroyed, tore apart, and facilitated change. Perhaps it's time to move out of that consciousness. Whoa.
So what he's saying here is, again, that we also don't trust our creations. We not only get trapped in them, but we don't necessarily trust them. We don't necessarily know if we want them to go the full way. I think one of the biggest problems we as Shambhara have is that we know underneath, somewhere deep, deep in there, what we're capable of as creators. We did it when we were creating the universe, the stars, when we were doing all these battles and everything else. We've kind of toned that down now. We don't, you know, while we would like to be kind of psychic, you know, we're also afraid of our true ability as creators and everything else. So we only go so far with the creations, and then we bring in Shiva to destroy it once again. So we've gotten into a rut with it. So Tobias went on to say,
do that again.
Okay.
Boy. That spinning stuff just really does me. Whoa.
See? Yeah.
Release Shiva, the destroyer, within yourself and within human consciousness. Let Shiva go. No longer a god, not worshipped as a god, just released of all his responsibilities and job descriptions. Now the potential exists for other humans who are ready to move beyond destructive energy. So to let the Shiva out of them. Oh, I read that terribly. Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. I think we got the point. Release Shiva. We don't need it in our lives anymore. We don't have to be creator and destroyer. By the way, Shiva, in my opinion, and I think that of Tobias, is not a being. It's a consciousness. Most, you know, even the archangels, Tobias says, are not actual beings. There's not like an archangel Michael that's, you know, with the sword and the body and all the rest of that. it's a consciousness. It's part of us. It's an archetypical energy, just like Shiva is an archetypical energy within ourselves. So there's not some lady or guy up in the heavens running around to Shiva. There actually is, but that's a whole other story. But it's our consciousness running around there. It's not a separate being. It's not what you'd call a soul being. So he's saying we've created this as a consciousness within ourselves, and it's time to let that go. We don't need to destroy what we've built up. And as we do that in our own life, now that becomes a potential in all human consciousness for those who choose it in their life. We're planting the seed of not having to destroy, bringing it into our lives, and then that becomes available for others, kind of how consciousness works.
What was the nature of him referring to Shiva as a he there? Because I think Shiva is actually...
He was going back and forth. He said, actually, in the channel, he didn't want it to be defined as a masculine or feminine energy. So he goes back and forth here. One moment he calls
it. When in doubt, he uses the male, that figures.
Okay. No, actually, well, he didn't want to pick on the females as being the destroyers.
Okay.
Thing that was built
all
up.
Right.
He was being, like, politically correct.
All right. Well, that's not as dramatic as my answer. Okay. Imagine putting your arms around your human self, holding you, loving you, reassuring your humanness that you will take care of your body, that you will stimulate your mind. Tell your human self that it is appreciated for mowing the lawn and doing the dishes. I guess I have to thank you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Tell the human self it is loved from every waking moment. Hug your human self and assure it that it will never be left behind, never be forgotten, and never be denied. Hug yourself like you've never done before. I think we should do that right now, right here. Do that one. You do that sexy one.
No.
Come on, turn.
No,
do it.
No,
come on,
no,
it's cute.
No.
Please, they don't know how funny you are. Turn around, do it. Come on.
I'm glad you're amused. If nothing else, I made you laugh today.
He's got a really funny side.
And anyway, the I did that one time. I knew Linda was going to be walking in the house, so I went over on the sofa and laid down and was doing that to myself.
Like, ah!
She walked in. Exactly. I am such a funny guy.
Yes, you are.
Where were we in this discussion? Oh, okay. We're in the third part here. He stopped talking about Shiva, and now he's bringing up another point. And he says, really, one of the challenges we're going through right now is we have our, what he defined as, and I didn't particularly like the term, but he called it our little human and our big human.
I thought it was kind of cute.
Our little self and our big self.
It made me want to carry around a little.
No, it's our little self and our big self. And he was saying that what happens in this spiritual awakening and expansion that we're going through is that we tend to ignore our little self. We tend to ignore the human part that does the dishes and mows the lawn, and we say, God damn, I'm God. Why am I out here mowing the lawn? And God damn dishes. I think that's where that came from. I'm doing the damn dishes. And we forget our human self. And this is a basic, simple thing, but we forget sometimes. And he was reminding us, love ourselves, honor ourselves. We love the spiritual work so much. I mean, we all want to do it. And then we forget, you know, it's easy for Linda and I, for instance, we're flying around doing all this stuff, meeting with Shambra, and I forget my human self once in a while because I'm doing the spiritual work and I'm doing, get all sorts
how
of realizations
could, look at you,
from
how could
Tobias.
You forget that? Look how
I do, I just, I
that
forget,
is.
And once in a while I have to stop and say, this body needs to be fed. This mind needs, a really stupid, chick flick movie once in a while where I don't have to think. I like those movies because, you know, I just get to stare. I don't have to think. I don't have to figure out
really
who
scary.
Done it. I like romantic comedies. My favorite movie of all. I just like to sit there and get that feel good. Linda, on the other hand, if she picks a movie, it will be battle, slaying, heads falling off, blood all over the ground.
Want somebody else to, then you don't have to do it yourself.
We have a little problem here with our masculine feminine balance, I believe. who's wearing the pants? But anyway, so Tobias is saying, make sure to take care of yourself.
My shoes are girly.
Oh, they are. They're very girly. Very. Those are nice. Wow.
Those cute.
Tobias said, make sure to take care of your human self. And I know we feel bad about doing that. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, I do too much for myself. You really don't. He, in the channel St. Germain did last weekend in Washington, it was really cool. There was a section in there, that he talked about, what we're really doing. And I wish I could remember his words, but basically said, you think you're not working, or you think you're not doing much. You're supposed to be here on earth, you know, doing this grand lofty work, and you think you're not doing much. And he said, guess again, all of your thoughts, everything you're going through, you are moving consciousness every day. You're taking it into yourself and treating it as your own, but you're really doing it for humanity, for all that is. He said, your real work isn't your job. Your real work isn't that book you're writing. The real work is when you're driving down the road and there's stuff flowing through you. You know, it just starts flowing, coming to you. And then you start thinking, oh, geez, I'm going crazier. Where are all these thoughts coming from? You know, some of those really wacko, crazy thoughts that you get once in a while, and you try to, like, push it away. And
do you know what those are? You're a channeler.
Those, oftentimes, many times, those are not your thoughts. But yet you own them. Those thoughts are coming in from consciousness, which you're intimately tapped into. And you're helping to process those. And again, because we're such grand and wonderful creators, we take them as our own thoughts. They're really not. There's an easy and simple way to determine if it's yours or if it's coming from the outside. Is it a thought that you want? Is it the way you are choosing to live your life? If you get a thought of like, I don't know, you know, going and getting angry and pissed off at somebody just out of nowhere. Say, is that the way I really am? Is that what I'm really choosing in my life? Chances are, unless you've just been in a heated argument with your boss or something, chances are it's probably really not yours, but you take it as yours.
What's a thought like, I wish my wife would clean up the closet?
That's a real thought. That's, that is, yes, that's my thought. That's not consciousness, although consciousness would agree with me on that one. And especially Virgo consciousness. Yes! Clean today! Yes, so anyway,
Tobias, I think it's the thought of my cleaning lady, actually, but
Tobias
anyway, okay.
Made a big point of saying, treat yourself well, and you know, we get guilty even thinking about taking an hour for ourselves, an hour for a drive in the mountains or whatever you do, a walk in the park by yourself, not doing anything for anyone else. And at the same time, when you're out there taking that walk just for you, stop processing for consciousness. Be with your own thoughts. You'll find out how incredibly wonderful your own pure thoughts are. So much of that junk that's coming through is not yours. You are processing energy for consciousness or for everyone.
Can I add one more thing to
that? And I know it sounds selfish. Like, oh, no, it's got to be me. I know it's me. I can't make you change, but try it if you would just one time. Just taking the time for yourself, being with you, little self and big self together. Go on an outing. Take your little self to dinner.
You know, we're really too hard on ourselves, and I think if you're involved in this at all, you've made some pretty big commitments to what's going on and how the role that you play. And it's so easy to forget. I mean, sometimes I have to stop and just step back and think of what was going on. Even there's something that was going on the other day where I forgot what we were looking at, but it was something that Tobias had been saying like several years ago, and I realized we've really moved incredibly. It's been an incredible expansion, and I think we take it for granted because, if anything, it seems like our expectations have gotten bigger, I think, actually. More real and bigger.
Yeah.
And but they're not those, wait, they're not those weird, you know, like, you know how sometimes when you first got involved in this, you had those sort of grandiose, foo-foo expectations that...
I didn't, nobody else here did, I... What are you talking about? I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't want to give any examples, but yet I know that from doing this stuff that really what it is, whatever it is we're working on and achieving in this, and this contribution, I feel like it's contributing to consciousness.
Yes, it is.
It's really amazing, and it's easy to take it for granted because you integrate it so much into your life that I think you take it for granted.
Yeah.
And everything else does, so many other things seem so small.
Yeah. Oh, we've come a long way. We're doing a tremendous amount. It's absolutely phenomenal. So Tobias says, and I'll also go along with him, really love yourself. Honor yourself for what you're doing. It's much more than the little self truly understands, much more than our limited consciousness really understands. When you leave this earth and you go on the other side, and hopefully you are dreamwalked and you go all the way over, you'll see the effect that what you do on an everyday basis had on consciousness. And not just about the job, not how many people you had on your healing table, but what you're doing even right now. He went on to say,
there is no need to destroy the human aspect. Humanness is wonderful. There's no need for Shiva to come in and destroy human. It's about embracing, loving and embodying human, even in your expanded state. You don't ever want to leave yourself alone, just as we never leave you alone.
So, that was last month's channel.
Pretty nice, huh?
That was pretty sweet.
You want to hug
pretty
yourself
sweet.
Again?
No, I'm done hugging. So we're going to move on. And I thought I had a really cool effect on that. Maybe.
Apparently not.
No, that's a pretty boring. Okay. We're going to move on. Recent
Did you
events.
Run out?
We've had an incredible Chambra month. It started with on September 10th with a Clarity workshop in Chicago. It was the first workshop of the Clarity series. We had no idea what was going to happen. That's kind of
little Gail in the front row. Hi, Gail.
It was kind of unnerving not knowing what we're going to do, but Tobias filled up the schedule. We had channels and discussions. We had a great group of about, I think, 50 or 60
lovely.
In Chicago.
It was a really nice group.
It was really nice.
There's Norman Garrett.
Yeah, we had a good time there. Yeah. A couple more shots. And I like showing these, by the way, just to show you when Chambra gets together, it is incredible. There are people walk away renewed and rejuvenated just because they were with Chambra. Norman did a talk, and
Robert Taub
did a talk, and it was great. We had a wonderful time. From there, we went to Tobias's cottage retreat in Egg Harbor, Wisconsin. This is a beautiful, beautiful resort area in northern Wisconsin. It's owned by Dale LaViolette. As a matter of fact, he has a listing on the Chambra directory for his cottages up there and open all year round. He has a special Chambra discount. And he also has the most comprehensive library of Tobias channels anywhere
That's
in
true.
The world.
That's true.
I think he has every channel ever. And they're for the guests, you know, who check in. I mean, can you imagine? You know, they just check out a video or whatever. And can you imagine the surprise? But he actually calls it the Cottage Retreat, which was really funny because it's like Tobias's cottage. So we had 15 of us gathered there. We are going to do it again next fall at the same time. There were seven cottages or
That's
seven
sweet.
Houses on the property. We had a beautiful meeting room. The first night we got together and sat down just to, I think we did an opening channel or something.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest storms that's rolled through Wisconsin in the past, I think they said 15 or 20 years, came through that night. It was incredible. I mean, the wind and the lightning. And I was sitting in the window well, you know, talking to the group at one point, and the lightning hit. I swear it was right outside. Scared the crap out of me.
It was funny. You jumped a foot. He was like, ah!
The lightning was, I was right in the window.
It was like a spooked cat. It was really kind of spooky.
Anyway, it was beautiful. These photos, by the way, come from Mark Ritter, sitting in the back here.
Oh, good photos,
excellent
Mark.
Excellent photographer.
Yeah, nice job.
It was beautiful. Everybody got a private channel with Tobias. Boy, he got some stuff going. And we had the afternoons off. We did an evening session with Norma, and then we all went out to dinner together.
And a fire each night, a bonfire.
And a bonfire. The pictures didn't show up of the bonfire, but every night, the weather cleared up, of course. Every night we'd sit around the bonfire, and it was incredible. We almost started to sing Kumbaya.
It was perfect. Your back was cold. Your front was hot. That's my idea of fun.
Nobody knew the words, though. Nobody knew the words. That was a different lifetime. You want to see that one again?
Oh, please.
Okay, hang on a second. Hang on. I got to back it up here. Okay, watch that.
Oh, that was an easy one.
Now. Yeah, okay. Last weekend, the Dreamwalker workshop in Washington, D.C., I think we had, again, about 50 people. I didn't have many photos. We were so tied up with this. I only got some photos at the very end where we
I
all...
I got some on my camera. I should have gotten mine.
Oh, I know. We all got in a circle, but... It is the most intense, it's not a workshop, it's a school, the most intense thing that we do. Saint Germain starts out Friday night channeling. It goes all day Saturday. I mean, all day from 9 o'clock to after 5, and channeling again Sunday for about half a day, nonstop. Never misses a beat.
It was over 9 hours of channeling.
Yeah, and it's phenomenal. For those who have been there, you've probably learned more than anything. It's not really about dreamwalking. Dreamwalking, by the way, is assisting somebody as they're dying and when they die, going to the other side. Saint Germain says that when humans die, they you know, go across, of course. 80% of humans stay in what he calls the earthbound realms, or the what we would call the fourth dimension. Only 20% actually make it all the way to the point of real transition, where they leave the earthbound realms and where they truly rejuvenate. He said most humans just keep reincarnating, recycling.
Well,
never...
it's that whole thing where they said they just, you know, where humans pop out and can't wait to get back. They just don't even take time.
And sometimes the dramas and the angers or whatever keep them so attached to Earth, they just keep coming back in. He said truly to clear yourself of that story, you need to go all the way to the Bridge of Flowers. That's where you're met by the high order of the angels. That's where you have your true life review. But most humans only go on, you know, slightly on the other side and then come right back in. The dreamwalking teaches people how to escort those who have died. It's a extremely defined process with Saint Germain. It's not one of these kind of maybes. He is so succinct about what is to be done. And his caution is, if you're not careful, if you're just messing around in the fourth dimension or the earthbound non-physical realms, you're going to get in trouble because it's not your home base, at least not right now. He gave an interesting example of going out there and playing in the realms where you can get in trouble and literally kind of split yourself if you don't know
you're
what
gonna
you're
go
doing.
Are you going to go there?
Sure, why not? He said it. But he said so often we'll do astral projection or drugs or one thing or the other. We're playing out in those realms, and which... you know, we don't really understand, we used to understand, but we're not in that realm right now. So he said, it's kind of spooky out there, no pun intended. And he said, when you're out there playing around, you can really split yourself, fragment yourself, so that all of you doesn't come back in. And he said, we'll give you an example. It's a well-known musician, songwriter, singer, by the name of Bob Dylan. Didn't come all the way back in because he was out in those realms playing around. So, kind of interesting, but it's a phenomenally intense school. More than anything, it has taught me how to appreciate life. It's filled in the piece of the puzzle, what happens truly when we leave. And Saint Germain goes through everything, the good, bad, and the ugly. Generally, by noontime on the first day, everybody wants to walk out. They're pissed off and angry. By the end, the full end of the first day, they're really angry, and they're saying, why did I come here? And by the end of the workshop or the school, they are just like, oh, my God.
Well, it's fun. It was much more fun, or not fun's not the right word, but it was much easier to do the second time because we can say, it's okay to be pissed.
Right.
Everybody's pissed at this point. So it made it much easier the second time, don't you think?
Yeah. But it is an incredible, incredible school. It gives you a new appreciation for life. Again, another shot of the group at the end. I won't say too much more about it. We're doing one again in about a month. Speaking
Where
of
that, Jeff?
Upcoming events, we'll go through these rather quickly. A week from today, we'll be with Chambra in London for the Tobias Clarity Workshop. It's a one-day workshop at the Quality Hotel.
Oh, no need to talk about it. It's sold out.
I know. It's sold out. Sorry. Anyway, we have a wonderful group coming to that. From there, we are going with a small group of Chambra. About 30 of us are doing Tobias's multidimensional Camelot tour. And we'll hop on a coach and tour Glastonbury, Stonehenge, Tintagel, Great Hall of Arthur, Avebury, and did I say Glastonbury? Mm-hmm. We're going to go to all sorts of places. There are 2 seats left.
That's it.
That's what you said last month. And there are still 2 seats left. Right. So if you're interested in going...
And breakfast. It includes breakfast, too.
Includes breakfast and hotel and motor coach. Chandler, Tobias talks during that one about... what the real archetypical energies of Camelot were all about.
And humans.
Very interesting.
To it. Yeah, it's really pretty sweet.
2 weeks from...
Don't even tell them. It's sold out.
Sold out. Tobias's Clarity Workshop in Copenhagen, Denmark. You know, those Danes are really great. Great Danes. I mean, we announced the workshop and boom, boom, it sold out immediately. I mean,
and it is, we do need to mention, it is incredibly filled with Danes, but also fairly equally Norwegians.
Some Norwegians?
Yeah,
yeah,
lots of Norwegians.
Yay, Norwegians.
Yeah.
Jan and his group up there.
And
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. After that, St. Germain's Dreamwalker School in Huntsville, Ontario, Canada. This is about an hour and a half north of Toronto. It is incredibly beautiful up there. There's some wonderful chambre. And again, this is the St. Germain course. It is really intense. I don't know how else to say it. So I won't. Then it's on to Australia. We're doing the Wall of Fire School in Sydney on November 11th and through the 13th. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, we're doing a one evening evening with Tobias on November 10th. And then that's got to be the year. But no, we're going on to Auckland, New Zealand. Auckland, New Zealand, November 19th and 20th for Tobias's Clarity Workshop.
First time there.
I know. I am really looking forward to that.
Good. That's good, because that's a long trip. I'm glad you want to be there.
But I love Australia, and I'm looking forward to seeing New Zealand. So, and then we got to be done, right? No. I'll go from there to Germany. We're doing Tobias's Clarity Workshop in Constance, Germany. This is on Bodensee or Lake Constance, and it's right near Switzerland. I mean, how close is that, Mark?
Australia like, too.
2 miles from Switzerland, right? Constance. Yeah, it's a mile and a half, you know.
Switzerland, Austria, and Germany.
All together.
So we hope to see you all there. We have a fairly good-sized meeting room, so there we do. Quite
we do.
A bit of room.
And looking forward to working with Steve Ostergaard and seeing Chambre in Germany and Switzerland.
If you need any more information, you can also contact Susie at ccchambre.
Okay.
At AOL.com.
And one more thing I wanted to mention.
Please.
It's a little ways away, but
not very.
It fills up pretty quick. School 2, Coming to Earth in Kauai, Hawaii. It's always the last weekend, the last
week
of
January.
It is really a fun event. We do some classes in the morning, but we all go out in the afternoon as a group doing things like catamaran. We go out and watch the whales and the dolphins and go on hikes, go to the beach, all sorts of stuff.
It's very activity filled.
It is fun.
And it's a good school. It's not as grueling as the first one.
Yeah.
And then also I want to say about that too. We didn't put the hotel in the package. We actually upgraded to a little better hotel. And that time of year is considered high season. So if you think you might be interested in it, you really need to act fast because the hotel has very limited availability. So if you think you're interested, let us know as soon as possible because they won't hold, they'll only hold the rooms 60 days out.
Right.
Okay.
And we'll send out it'll be in the newsletter. Okay. One last thing I wanted to mention, I got an email from Jan Johansson in Norway. They have a wonderful shaman group up there. And they said, you know, we're going to try this pod energy, putting our group energy together and see what happens with it. So they each put in $150 per person. 8 people went together doing it. And this next chart shows how it started out. Over on the left-hand side is when they began their investment in 2 different companies. The top one is something called Good Tech, and oddly enough has the ticker symbol of G-O-D.
Oh. Wow.
It's not why they picked it, but they looked at later at the symbol, it was G-O-D. That's a good one. And the other one is, I can't pronounce that, Amstednishner, something like that. Under flippin' floppin' energy. And you can see with both the investments, it started out kind of slow. I don't know how long of a period of time. I think it was like 3 months, but it was real flat at first.
Jeff, the first date would be June 27th, 05 to 9/19/05.
Where do you see that? Oh, those are dates. Oh, yeah, I get it now. I was wondering what those were.
You need a rest.
But you can see that it is just taken off. I mean, it is going well. They're very patient. We said we're going to put our money in and just let it seed in there and just let it grow at its own pace. And Jan emailed me yesterday and said, look at what it's done here. Their original purchase that they had of 80 cents a share has now grown to $2.80 a share. Not a bad return since late June. Bad at all.
June, right.
Yeah,
June 27th.
So I just thought it was an incredible example of what could happen when Chambra gets together and just lets the energy go. You don't push it. You don't force it. You don't You don't pray that it's going to increase. You just allow. So thank you, Jan, for sending that. And I just want to mention here, we now have a series of 12, count them.
12? Wow, are there that many topics that people would care about?
12 asked to buy us CDs. It was kind of cool that we finally came to that number. Anything you want to know about depression, conspiracy, biology, ancestral karma, dreams, the 13th strand, which is gay and lesbian energies, the quantum leap relationships, death and dying, the new earth, you name it. We got it. They're actually fascinating. They're really interesting to listen to. And with that,
there we go.
Yes. One final thing. I want to thank all of Shamba who are helping to support the Crimson Circle, which includes the webcasts, the website, just the daily administration and overhead. It is running almost $6,000 a month now. We have a wonderful group of Shamba who are helping to support this financially. Linda and I, of course, don't take any money from Crimson Circle. All the donations go into the running of Shamba. So we want to thank you for your financial support. With that, now we get a break. 20-minute break, and let's come back and see what Tobias has to say.
All right.